Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
Yes, it's 87305.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that for me, please?
87305.
May I please have your first and last name?
Yes, it's Patrick Chavez.
Give me just a moment while I try to locate an account with your name on it.
Okay.
Okay, so I've tried that zip code and also your phone number and nothing pulled up. How may I help you today?
Yeah, I got an attempt of a charge on my card, and it's associated with this phone number. And I don't remember if I wanted to find out who tried to charge it. So if it was something I did yearly or annually or whatever, I can unlock my card. But
okay, so we could try a couple of more ways to try to locate an account for you, but being that purchase was attempted, it may not show up in the system because you have not been charged anything.
Okay.
But do you have your email address?
Yeah, I do. It's pjtc1001@yahoo.com.
Okay, nothing pulled up there either. Does anyone else have authorization to use your card that has different information?
No.
Okay, so the last thing that I can try is the first 6 digits and last 4 digits of that card number that was charged.
No, that's all right. It's not that necessary. I'll just, it doesn't matter. If I don't know what it is, I can't remember if it's anything because I didn't order nothing. So it doesn't matter. I just change my card number. That's all I'll do. Thank you.
All right,
very much.
So I do want to inform you as well, being that you don't want to provide the information, then I won't be able to assist you, but I do want to let you know, although you change your card information, a company is still able to charge you. But is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No, I don't think they can charge me because I didn't order anything. I don't buy anything, so okay. Thank you. No, I'm good.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.